AU Summits. First African Union Summit, Durban, South Africa, 9th to 11th July 2002. Second African Union Summit, Maputo, Mozambique, 10th and 11th July 2003. Sirte, Libya, Extraordinary Summit, February 2004. Third African Union Summit, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, 6th to 8th July 2004. Fourth African Union Summit, Abuja, Nigeria, 24th to 31st January 2005. Fifth African Union Summit, Sirte, Libya, 28th June to 5th July 2005. Sixth African Union Summit, Khartoum, Sudan, 16th to 24th January 2006. Seventh African Union Summit, Banjul, The Gambia, 25th June to 2nd of July 2006. Organization. The current head of state of the AU is Gertrude Mongela, who is also the president of the Pan-African Parliament. The chairman of the African Union's Assembly of Heads of State is Denis Sassou Nguesso, and the chairman of the African Commission is Alpha Umar Konare. The African Union has a number of official bodies. The Pan-African Parliament is to become the highest legislative body of the African Union. The seat of the PAP is at Midrand, South Africa. The Parliament is composed of 265 elected representatives from all 53 AU states and intended to provide popular and civil society participation in the processes of democratic governance. The Assembly of the African Union, composed of heads of state and heads of government of AU states, is currently the supreme governing body of the African Union. It is gradually devolving some of its decision-making powers to the Pan-African Parliament. It meets once a year and makes its decisions by consensus or by a two-thirds majority. The current chairman of the Assembly is Denis Sassou Nguesso, president of Congo-Brazzaville. The African Commission is headquartered in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, composed of 10 commissioners, including a chair and deputy chair, and staff. As the Secretariat of the African Union, it's responsible for administrative issues and coordination of African Union activities and meetings. In a way, this is similar to the European Union's European Commission. The African Court of Justice, which will rule on human rights abuses in Africa, will consist of 11 judges, elected by the Assembly, and Kenya and Uganda have expressed interest in hosting the court. The Executive Council, composed of ministers designated by the governments of member states. It decides on matters such as foreign trade, social security, food, agriculture, and communications, and is accountable to the Assembly and prepares material for the Assembly to discuss and approve. The Permanent Representatives Committee, consisting of nominated permanent representatives of member states, prepares the work for the Executive Council. This institution is similar to the Committee of Permanent Representatives, COREPER, of the European Union. The Peace and Security Council, proposed at the Lusaka Summit in 2001, has 15 members responsible for monitoring and intervening in conflicts, and has an African force at its disposal. This institution is similar to the Security Council of the United Nations. The Economic, Social and Cultural Council, an advisory organ composed of professional and civic representatives. This institution is similar to the European Economic and Social Council. There are also specialized technical committees focusing on rural economy and agricultural matters, monetary and financial affairs, trade, customs and immigration matters, industry, science, technology, energy, natural resources and the environment, transport, communications and tourism, health, labour and social affairs, and education, culture and human resources. Financial institutions include the African Central Bank, the African Monetary Fund, and the African Investment Bank. Current issues. The AU faces many challenges, including health issues such as combating malaria and the AIDS-HIV epidemic, political issues such as confronting undemocratic regimes, and mediating in the many civil wars, economic issues such as improving the standard of living of millions of impoverished, uneducated Africans, ecological issues such as dealing with recurring famines, desertification, and lack of ecological sustainability, as well as the legal issue of the still unfinished decolonization of Western Sahara. In response to the ongoing Darfur conflict in Sudan, the AU has deployed 7,000 peacekeepers, many from Rwanda, to Darfur. While a donors' conference in Addis Ababa in 2005 helped raise funds to sustain the peacekeepers throughout that year and into 2006, as of July 2006, the AU has said it will pull out at the end of September when its mandate expires. Critics of the AU peacekeepers, including Dr. Eric Reeves, have said these forces are largely ineffective due to lack of funds, personnel, and expertise. Monitoring an area roughly the size of France has made it even more difficult to sustain an effective mission. In June 2006, the United States Congress appropriated US$173 million for the AU force. Some, such as the Genocide Intervention Network, have called for the United Nations, UN, or NATO intervention to augment and or replace the AU peacekeepers. The UN is currently considering deploying a force that would not likely enter the country until at least January 2007.